Catholic Hill will soon see its first protected designation, if Heritage Guelph gets its way, that is. During a meeting on Monday, the Advisory Committee of Council recommended four designations under the Ontario Heritage Act, including the former St. Agnes School building at 28 Norfolk Street, a boarded-up structure that sits directly north of the Basilica of Our Lady Immaculate on Norfolk Street, behind Guelph Civic Museum. The former school building opened in 1883 as a one-story structure, with a second level later added. Designated properties require city approval before alterations, renovations or additions can be done that may impact the property's heritage attributes, including landscape and natural features. There are currently no designated properties on Catholic Hill, including the Basilica. Other committee recommended designations are for 167 Suffolk Street W, a 2 and 2.5-story barber glass limestone building built in 1862 on the north side of Suffolk Street, west of Yorkshire Street North and east of Arnold Street. 12 Aramosa Road, a 2-story corner building constructed in 1899 on the northwest corner of the intersection of Aramosa Road and Arthur Street North. 220 Gordon Street, a 2-story limestone corner building constructed in 1862. Located on the southeast corner of Gordon Street at James Street East. City Council is expected to consider designation of those properties early next year. More information on the sites and their heritage value, including local historical significance, can be found on the Heritage Guelph agenda for November 13. On a related note, City Council is set to consider Part 4 designation for a couple of properties on November 21 to 331 Clare Road E and 49 Metcalf Street. The Prior is part of a proposed 136-unit townhouse development from a numbered company involving Reed's Heritage Homes, located on the south side of Clare Road, between Gordon Street and Victoria Road. Part of the circa 1850 James Hanlon farmhouse is planned to be moved on the site and incorporated into the development. The latter is described on the city's Municipal Heritage Registry as a two-story, Art Deco building with an irregular shape, built circa 1932. In both cases, city staff recommend council publish its intent to designate the properties, which comes with a 30-day objection period. If there is an objection, council will be asked to confirm the designation or withdraw it, a decision that can be appealed to the Ontario Land Tribunal. Otherwise, the designation bylaw will be presented to council to formalize the process.